G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
There are warnings against judging people. Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2 say, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So it is not safe to judge." Matthew 7, verses 3 and 4, and John 8, verse 7, says we are not qualified to judge. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? Jesus says, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." This was said about the woman caught in adultery, which by law was punishable by stoning to death. Romans 14, verse 4, tells us that it is not our business to judge. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, tells us not to judge because it is not relevant. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. Take care this week and monitor how much of what you say and think is judgmental. If your motivation is not one of love, it is probably the wrong sort of judging. Next week, I will be teaching about discerning, which is a form of judgment that we are encouraged to do. There are warnings against judging people. Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2 say, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So it is not safe to judge." Matthew 7, verses 3 and 4, and John 8, verse 7, says we are not qualified to judge. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? Jesus says, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." This was said about the woman caught in adultery, which by law was punishable by stoning to death. Romans 14, verse 4, tells us that it is not our business to judge. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, tells us not to judge because it is not relevant. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. Take care this week and monitor how much of what you say and think is judgmental. If your motivation is not one of love, it is probably the wrong sort of judging. Next week, I will be teaching about discerning, which is a form of judgment that we are encouraged to do.